Crothers, W.M. St. Helena, California, October 30th, 1900. Dear Brother Crothers, Willie has set before me the position you are in and the opportunities you have of using to advantage the loan of £200 to deal in sanitarium health goods. There are many places where I thought I could use this money, and it has been with considerable perplexity that I have studied the matter. But the result is, I loan the money to you in trust, to use and improve, and may the Lord help and strengthen and bless you, my brother, that you may be enabled to help yourself and to help to advance the work and cause of God in Australia. While working for the Herald of Health, believe in the Lord Jesus and seek to make the paper a success. Please make your sentences short, for then your articles will be much more interesting. I wish to say, you need to cultivate the softening, subduing influence of the Spirit of Christ. Do not speak uncourteously to anyone, and do not be dictatorial and severe. Be kind, and do not show a superiority, for the Lord would have you a whole Christian. Be more careful than you have been during a portion of your experience in the past. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 17. This is the cultivation of personal piety, the result of the righteous principles. Then the sense of right in every transaction will be maintained. In your striving for the victory over your own inclinations, the Lord will help you by His Holy Spirit. The sensibility of the mind in regard to the forgiveness of Christ will lead you to be circumspect in every action of your life, that you may give no occasion to anyone that your good works shall be disparaged because of an appearance of evil. The righteousness of Christ protects the spiritual life in its action, in all its practices. The breastplate of righteousness protects the vital parts. Rectitude in all things is essential to the welfare of the soul. True rectitude is acting in accordance with the laws of nature. No man can violate the laws of nature and prosper, any more than he can violate the laws of his physical life and prosper. The Lord wants you to have much of His grace. Therefore, seek to be in fellowship and harmony with your brethren, putting on as your breastplate that divinely provided righteousness which it is the privilege of all to wear who believe in Christ as their personal Savior. I hope and pray that you will be all the Lord would have you be, that there will be a change in you through the grace of Christ, so that you will not feel inclined to draw upon others to wait upon you, but be so considerate, so tender, so compassionate, that the gentleness of Christ will make your words fragrant. Praise and bless wherever you can, but do not be overbearing. Love God and your brethren. Forget yourself. Follow in the path of humble obedience Him who went about doing good. Never fail or be discouraged. Meekness is not cowardliness, it is Christian lowliness. The child of God is to learn to fear and tremble for himself, lest he shall become a stumbling block in somebody's way. Practice the sweet self-denying lesson of hiding self in Christ. Improve is the word I have from the Lord for you. Use to a purpose the capabilities God has given you. Love for Christ will lead you to strive for victory. You can rise to vantage ground if you will to do Christ's will. Let purity and love and the grace of God perfect your character, so that a willingness to do Christ's will shall make your path all brightness. Look up, believe, and receive to impart. You have been growing self-centered, and this spoils your influence. Rise above the habit of being petted, which has hurt you. God does not want you to be presumptuous, but He desires you to exercise your physical functions. Use your bones and muscles proportionately with your brain. Be determined to place yourself under favorable circumstances, and then look constantly and in faith to Jesus as your great physician. You must not grow selfish. You must not study your own case. I hope and pray that you may make the Herald of Health a living, speaking, vital agency for good. Do not let it get prosy. Let it be spicy with the fragrance of pure truth. This is a savor of life unto life. Man's chief end is to glorify God and honor Him forever. Do not become self-important. Be an example of happiness in the love of Christ. Glorify God. Then you will be what God would have you be. God help you to heed these suggestions, not only for your present good, but for your eternal welfare.